The stock market has been dancing around 20,000, a milestone in the upward swing since the election. And since the market bottomed out in 2009, the Dow has more than tripled. Not everyone is buying it. Joining us now is Larry Summers, former U.S. Treasury Secretary under President Clinton and President Emeritus of Harvard University. He also served as one of President Obama's chief economic advisors. Larry Summers, welcome back.
I'm glad to be with you.
So you say that the markets and the economy are enjoying a sugar high right now. What do you mean?
I think there's a real chance that we're seeing a period of a kind of temporary euphoria. People hope that there are going to be a bunch of breaks for business. It's not clear those breaks will materialize. And I'm not sure markets are recognizing the longer-term risks of the path that we're on. The longer-term risks of undermining the global system through protectionism, the longer-term risks of undermining American society by sacrificing traditional values of openness, religious freedom, and non-discrimination, and perhaps most profoundly, the broad enlightenment values of evidence-based decision-making, the rule of law, decisions based on principle rather than ad hoc deals and threats. I think those three things together represent a real threat to the underlying health of our economy. And ultimately, markets follow fundamentals. And if you're doing things that are adverse for the fundamentals of the American economy and the American society, ultimately, that's going to have implications for markets. You know, historians have studied authoritarian governments, whether in Latin America, whether in Europe in the 1930s, and they've talked about something called a populist policy cycle. At first, it all looks good, and people feel better, markets respond confidently. But because of the basic unsoundness of the policies, things ultimately fall apart. That, I think, is a risk here in the United States. Now, look, it's early days, and government may change its course. That's what we've got to hope. We're an extraordinarily resilient country with great and profound strengths. But I'm concerned that within 6 months to a year, if government operates as it has for the last 10 days, 2 weeks, since President Trump took office, I think the consequences could be quite severe.
So beyond the stock market right now, what are you looking at in other parts of the economy, other markets that may give us an indication of what's going to happen? Or do you see any signs of weakness anywhere at the moment?
You know, the fourth quarter GDP figures were disappointing relative to what people expected. That's got to be telling you something. You listen to sentiment of business leaders in Davos, not what they say publicly, but what they say privately. You listen to foreign officials who've never seen anything like this from the United States, a country that they had hugely admired. And all of that has to give concern. What I think everybody needs to remember is that if you look at post-war American history, there's not been a single recession that was forecast a year in advance by the IMF, by the Congressional Budget Office, by the Federal Reserve, by the consensus of professional forecasters. And so when you're taking these kinds of risks, it's never obvious. It's never obvious that a recession is going to come, but the risk is there.
So if somebody's listening to this saying, well, does this mean I should sell my stocks right now or should, you know, change my portfolio? What would you say to them?
Usually moving in and out of the market based on your gut feeling doesn't work out well for even professionals, much less for people who are amateurs. But it strikes me that this is certainly a bad time to be going out of one's way to take risk. If you look at markets, they're projecting a great deal of serenity, and I don't think there's a strong foundation for that kind of prediction of serenity.
Larry Summers, a former U.S. Treasury Secretary and President Emeritus of Harvard University, thanks as always.
Thank you.